In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Happy wonderful Wednesday on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey. You got, gosh, you might have more nicknames than I have now. Mid-major Mac, Tennessee Mac, Momo.
I like the Tennessee Mac one. I do like the mid-major Mac.
That was the OG.
That was
Billy Coons's.
That's right. Yeah.
Tennessee Mac. I forget what I was. Dumbass Lichen, something like that.
I don't know what you were. Legend Dusty, remember. Maybe? I don't remember. Yeah, damn but it. He was Tennessee Mac and maybe Blue Springs Dusty.
Talk to you later.
Well, we had Pitt State Jay for, you know. My favorite was when he didn't know Carrington's name, and he called him at...
He called Nick Sherbert.
Yeah, Nick Sherbert was a good one. That was one of my favorites. That's Carrington good. Harris is what he always used to call him.
I mean, Nobody's gotten Carrington's name right since that man... got to the world.
Carrington Harris is Carrington what he Harris. Used to he used to call him, which was always really good. Iowa Josh was
in communities across the country. Hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Another one.
Rico.
He didn't like Spectre, so I don't think he had a nickname for him.
I think that dislike is still fresh.
Oh, I think it's a very fresh dislike. Yes, I do. I honestly do.
Shout out, Billy, man. Yeah. Hope you're having a good day.
Hope you're doing good, Billy. Jen, tell Billy we're talking about him this morning
so he can
pick it up on the podcast. I miss Billy every once in a while.
Me too.
When every Friday comes along, I'm like, man, I wish Billy was still doing his
recap.
Thing, man.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. I mean, and if everybody could have somebody that loves them as much as Billy loves me, you'd all live a happier life.
And I'm being serious about that. Lied to you for 13 years saying that I don't know why he's Bill Murray from Caddyshack.
Pound's good for you.
Legend Bob said the Chiefs win 35-0. Loser Likens said the playoffs were over. And Tennessee Mac or Mid-Major Mac, he's a good guy.
Yeah. Legend Bob. Yeah.
Legend Bob.
Always an all-timer, man. It's just it's
Legend
so good.
Bob.
Billy was the best. I did something last night that I bet you guys didn't think I would do.
Let me guess.
Did the blinds creep open?
A little bit.
Okay. Hey!
No.
Oh, what?
And then
you had your boy on. You had Bill versus the Thrill last night.
Well, I had Knicks versus Celtics.
That's
for a hot game. Minute,
that
right?
got juicy.
And then Jaylen Brown dunked it. I went, okay, we're done.
Yeah. That was a great slam.
I mean, it was a 14-point lead. They blew it in the first half.
Blind shut, legs up.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Ranger game on Tuesday, baby.
Nice.
Slap shot and a beauty. Yeah.
I don't know if we're talking about hockey or sex.
Well, you never know. Dusty, that's the
beauty.
Nobody knows what we're talking about, including myself. But so I did. I turned that on a little bit. And,
let's go.
And this whole thing with the Knicks, and I'm going to compare this to the Chiefs and whatnot here in just 1 second. But, like, if Jalen Brunson's off, that team is done. I mean, it really is. And it feels like kind of like that here almost. Like, if Mahomes has an off day, they're done. I mean, like somebody's got to step it up and pick it up for Patrick Mahomes. I don't know who that guy is. I do. It's obvious as we've gone through the season, you need the running game to help him out a little bit. But, like, Jalen Brunson, man, it's hard to watch a game or a team or whoever when you have that one dominant player and that if he's off, your whole team is done. Like, and that's why people would always, like, bitch and moan about the Heatles and the Big Three and all that kind of stuff.
Cranberry salad. I was waiting for the perfect time to just drop a Busey.
What else was he eating the other day? Cranberry salad. Oh, fried okra. Yeah.
Fried okra.
Yeah. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
4 minutes in, we've lost control.
That's fine. What the hell else are we supposed to do? It's the holidays,
right? Well, you just said
right? People
are bitching and moaning about this and that.
Cranberry salad.
Nobody wants the cranberry salad. Sit
it's
down,
fried
Gary.
Fried okra.
It's fried okra.
Now, what are yours?
I just got a hot flash.
I did too. Now I know how my wife feels. I'm
banana
sorry,
pudding.
Like, you could have any conversation unless it's like about death. Well, death. God, I love that person. They were such a great person.
Cranberry salad.
You're off, dude. Like, you're out.
Sometimes you need to break it up, though. You know, I was talking to my friend who lost his dad. He's a basketball coach at Olathe East. Shout out to Ryan.
Fried okra.
And he said, you know, it's bad time to lose my dad right at the start of basketball season, but also good time because now I'm into basketball and you get your mind taken off that stuff.
Fair point. I'm
all in on that kind of stuff, the humor. And, you know, when I lost my grandma, being on the air was kind of those 4 hours a day. And I'm sure with your mom and stuff like that, it just takes your mind off of everything, right? So anyway, I don't remember what
so
we were
Jalen
talking about.
Brunson has an off night. It affects the entire team.
Yeah, affects the entire team.
Win.
Yeah,
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, like you have to have them. You just have to have those weapons around you and build that team. You know, where you're just not relying on one player. And I guess that's what the Knicks are trying to do is rely on one guy to go out there and, you know, score 50 every single night. And if he has a bad night, then the team. You know, the team loses, it makes it easy to defend against. And so that's a big reason why, if you're thinking about it, like, have a mix between the pass and the run, because if the pass ain't there, well, maybe you got the run you can lean back on. And maybe if you use the run, the pass will be there. And so I kind of got that feeling a little bit last night watching, you know, Jalen not have the best night of his life. And I'm like, God, like, when this guy is off, man, this whole team is off. And I'm like, that's kind of like with Mahomes. If he has an off day, misses a deep pass early on, it kind of just dissipates. And that's what I don't like, too. If they miss early on, it seems like they sulk. joke, too. Like, you got to get out of that mindset, especially this week going against Houston, because it's not going to be easy against that defense to go out there and to score points. And if it doesn't work right away, you can't just go into a shell and, you know, forget about it. So
I think going back to your point, though, it's also like your leader.
Yeah.
And when your leader is wounded, I think it affects, like, everything, right? Like, if Travis Kelce drops a pass or – and I bring up Travis Kelce, and I'm not trying to throw shade, but I'm saying if Travis Kelce like drops a pass or a fumble or something like that and blows up on the sideline, the team doesn't lose its morale. But if Patrick Mahomes does, it's like, that's our Jon Snow. Like, that's our leader. That's the guy that holds the sword. That's the guy we trust. He's always cool, calm, collected. And it goes in every sport, right? Like, any sport you've watched or anything you've ever seen, like, if Brady lost his ass, it was like, oh, Patriots are cooked. If Manning was out of control, it was like, all right, well, he's frustrated. He can't do it. And you watch the game dissipate because your star.
Yeah.
And that's why they are stars. Like, that's why
exactly
they are
right. Yeah.
Exactly who they are, because 7 out of 10 times you can hand them the ball, whatever sport it is, and say, go do you. And that's why we go back to the conversation of like, they're not always great coaches, because when they were players, it was like, well, they just told me to be myself. I just went out there and God-giving, I just was that talented. Whereas guys like Jim Harbaugh are great coaches because they used others. And if he lost his control, it's like, just Jim being Jim. Mm-hmm. We still have, you know, player here, here, here. And Jim Harbaugh knew what it was like to survive in the NFL and knew how to, like, get by. So he can teach that. That's an easyable teach.
Yeah, it's easier for a guy that doesn't have all the skills to go out there and say, I had to do these little things and figure it out.
Here's how you can fake this out. Here's how. Now, there was a Jalen that was good last night. He plays for the other team.
40-piece. Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Did you see that Chick-fil-A is offering a 30-piece of those little nuggets?
I saw that.
How many are you putting down?
Oh, at least 10. I mean, but, you know, back in my day.
Today. I think you're still underselling yourself. I think you've got 15 to 20 easy. They're like this big.
I know they are, but I'm like, I'm trying to think, like, for me recently, and we'll just get real deep, like, nothing sounds good to eat anymore, right?
That,
like,
sucks.
I'm in that kind of realm where I'm hungry, but, like, nothing sounds good, right? Yeah. I'm like, the only thing that really sounds good is maybe a cookie or something. Like, I don't know. And I'm like, nothing really sounds good. So you can put all those Chick-fil-A nuggets out there and it would look good, and I may eat two and go, I just don't feel like it anymore or whatever. But no, I mean, back in my college days, I'd eat two of those platters. I mean,
60 nugs?
Easily, and throw in some waffle fries as well. So I don't know. I mean, I'd like to see that tray put in front of me and see what damage
Mac,
I can
how many
do.
Of those 30 nugs you putting down?
15.
Yeah.
I can get down 15. Yeah. I think easy. If I like really pushing it, wanting to like hurt
that's
myself.
That's a lot for a small guy like you to power
You're
through.
Right.
15 is a lot.
15 nugs, that's probably the equivalent of like 20 McDonald's.
Yeah, that's my max.
Yeah,
and that's my max.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to eat a 20 pack, no problem. Good Lord. An extra sweet and sour sauce, throwing a McRib and some fries. That
Hell
was lunch.
Yeah.
Never did the McRib. Definitely did the 20 large fry Coke and 3 sweet and sours.
Ooh. Oh, God, yeah.
And 1 BBQ. Underrated BBQ sauce.
BBL stinky. Yeah, but that sweet and sour sauce is so freaking money. But,
oh, it's legit.
I mean it's
put
so
it on
good.
Put it on the spicy McChicken. Change your life.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, you played last night.
They did.
UConn. Led
great
the whole game.
Game
until the final 5 minutes, and then UConn won.
Without their best player, KU was in it, though.
DP out.
Yep, Darren Peterson out.
Yeah.
Huge.
And
is that guy ever going to play?
Well, I think they...
becoming the question.
I think it's weird because, like, Bill Self's kind of put in a bad spot, and I saw Carrington tweet yesterday where he said something like, Bill Self, the way he's handling this is really, like, messing with the fan base verbatim.
Yeah, I saw that, too. I'm like, how?
And I think what happened was somebody had responded where it's like, at first it was like a strain, now it's a grade 2 thing, now it's this. Because one thing that I've noticed from KU watching a handful of games, just kind of, you know, cherry picking on their schedule, is they're fine until the very end and they can't close it.
Well, that's a team that doesn't know how to win. Yeah.
And that's a guy that will change that. And then you look at the end of the season, you'll see it. KU will have 21 wins and 11 losses. But out of those 11 losses, 6 of them will be to top 5 teams. It'll be like Carolina, Duke, UConn. They'll probably lose to Houston unless Peterson's back. But that's 4 losses against potentially 4 of the top 10 teams in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when you look at that team in that regard, that's what's going to the end. Their RPI will be like in the top 5.
Right.
Bill Self will have a chance to get his guy back, and then Bill can go do Bill things.
Right. Yeah.
But this
because that's
why,
all that matters is the tournament,
and
really,
that's what I'm saying. And this is why, if you watch any show, and this is probably the most we'll talk about college basketball, you watch any show nationwide on FS1, ESPN, anywhere, no one will talk about college basketball.
No,
because it does not matter until you get to March.
Until you get to March,
because even if KU has Houston on the, like, I watched it last night. It was an 8 o'clock start. Mizzou played, KU played. I watched local schools. Tennessee played before them. I kind of had my eye on
good
that for Mac.
Basketball,
we had Mr. Slay on television.
Hell yes.
We had Ron Slay on television. It. And, you know, I thought it was interesting to kind of watch how it's like, oh, yeah, this is like exhibition until March.
It is exhibition to March. And I had a friend of mine years and years and years ago.
What a terrible product, too.
That's every sport besides football, in my opinion.
No, look.
Baseball's
adjusted. Yeah.
Pitching clock, ghost man on second,
but the game's mattering.
Correct.
Games matter.
I'm talking about, like, vision-wise.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
College basketball, good God. 2 minutes is 25.
It's awful.
It's crazy.
I remember when I was doing pre and post for KU, and you get down to the last 2 minutes of that game, and it would be like, let's say 9:30, and you're like, oh, we'll get out of here early, and 10 o'clock, the game's still going because the final 2 minutes, it's unwatchable. It's an unwatchable product for me, and that's where I am. I'll watch the tournament.
It's just too long.
It's not college basketball. These games are brutally long. The reviews, the constant going to the monitors.
How annoying
every game
is to see your team in the lower corner will tip off in 20 minutes. You can watch it on ESPN News.
Yeah, and then
every single
we've been
game.
Battling this for 30 years, though, guys. I mean, when Big Monday back in the day on ESPN, used to, I remember in college complaining about that kind of stuff. And for 30 years, they have not figured out that college basketball games are not 2 hours long.
No,
they've never have
quarters.
Been. It should be 4 quarters. There's no question
then
about
be 2 hours long.
And then they would be a lot quicker. But every other sport is doing stuff that the fans want. College basketball continues to be a dinosaur, you know, in all of that. And then, you know, March rolls around, and that's the only 3 weeks that matter. But I had a friend for years who used to tell me, you know, the only thing that matters in college basketball is the tournament. I'm like, no, it doesn't. And he's right. It's all that matters. I mean, none of this is nonsense that's going on right now. None of it matters because none of this is going to resemble the teams that make the postseason. You know, it's not. And so,
anybody know who won the Players Invitational?
Yeah.
Anyone? Exactly.
What's the Players Invitational?
Exactly. It's a tournament they had last weekend and for college basketball where a bunch of good teams played each other in the middle of the season.
I didn't even know that was going on. But, yeah, I mean, you're in the middle of football season and you're doing that kind of stuff. But save that for January or, you know, sometime.
I mean, I'm pretty sure KU Mizzou plays Saturday in the middle of
right in the middle of the NFL.
Hell of a schedule. And you know they're playing at noon.
At noon, yeah. The only reason I know, honest to truth, Billy Coons told me last night, he goes, are you going to the Kansas-Missouri game? I'm like, well, now I know Kansas and Missouri are playing.
Yeah,
I mean, but
know.
It's getting lost. You're right. Football championship Sunday. Or no, it's a Sunday game, isn't it? Aren't they playing on NFL Sunday? I thought they were playing
at noon. Is it Sunday?
I swear that's what Billy told me, that they're playing at noon on Sunday.
Oh, even better.
If they're playing at noon on Sunday.
How about that day? Go see KU-Mizzou play, then go right over to Arrowhead?
Go right over to Arrowhead if you wanted to, yeah. But I think that's what he said, that they were playing on Sunday. I could be totally wrong about that, obviously, but
Noon on a Sunday.
Noon on a Sunday. So KU Mizzou versus the NFL. What a joke. That's stupid right there. And
noon
I know they probably scheduled that because the Chiefs were playing at night and they saw that opening and whatnot, and they thought, oh, maybe that would be good. College basketball is not meant to be played on Sunday. I'll be honest with you. That is a misplaced game on the schedule because people don't expect college basketball to be on Sunday. You expect college basketball to be on Saturday and during the week, and Sunday's the NFL or whatever else is going on. There's not a lot of college basketball that takes place on Sunday until you get later into the season and whatnot. So I just think it's bad scheduling. Noon on a Sunday? Are you kidding me? In the NFL season?
Especially with this NFL week schedule. We'll get into that a little bit later on as well with what the NFL is. But we'll talk legacy, and we'll talk about how Andy Reid could also change here in the regular season as well. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Here on 96.5 The Fan, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you on a Wednesday. Got Jay Beakley coming up in about 20 minutes. Don't miss it.
Oh, he is ready to go today, baby, with college football getting their penultimate rankings out last night.
Did you take a gander?
I did a little bit, yeah.
What do you think?
About?
Like where team, like Notre Dame. Let's talk Notre Dame.
Let's talk Notre Dame for a second. I hate Notre Dame, and I think Notre Dame sucks. And if I'm Big Ten or ACC or any of these schools that continue to schedule Notre Dame, I'm going to stop scheduling Notre Dame. Notre Dame gets a free pass to the college football playoff. And I'll be honest with you right now, college football doesn't need Notre Dame. They're not bringing people to the table. I do love their coach a lot. Yeah, but that has nothing to do with, this is a Notre Dame problem that's been going on since I was alive, you know, that they would never join a conference and then always get a free pass into the BCS or the college football playoff or whatever it is. because they're Notre Dame. They go, oh, we're Notre Dame. Everybody will schedule us. Well, with the conferences and the super leagues that the way that they are right now, if I'm any of these teams in a Power Four, I'm not scheduling Notre Dame anymore. It does nothing for you. You don't need them. It's not like, oh, I'm scheduling Notre Dame so I can get on TV. Every game's on TV. Every game has a payout. Every game does this. Why would you schedule Notre Dame if you are a Power Four school? It actually hurts you and it hurts your league when Notre Dame is on your schedule and Notre Dame beats you or whatnot, because that's just not a good thing. It's like just giving the bully power all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do with Notre Dame for some reason. Oh, they don't have to join a conference, but they can be part of the party. No, it's time to be like everybody else and join a league. And if I'm all these other schools, F you Notre Dame, I'm not scheduling your
sorry
ass.
Who's
going to
be the Notre Dame at Friday night's holiday party?
What do you mean by that?
Oh, there's Notre Dame. Oh. I got a guess. Chomping. Ohio State, number one. Indiana, mm-hmm. number two. Yeah. Georgia, number three. Texas Tech, number four. Dan Lanning, number five, a.k.a. Oregon. Ole Miss, number six. How about Charlie Weiss? Is it Charlie Weiss?
Charlie Weiss, yeah.
How about that?
Charlie Weiss, junior. I guess he dropped the junior. He's staying there now.
Yep. And then A&M, seven. OU, eight. Bama, nine. Notre Dame, 10. BYU 11, Miami 12.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there are some championship games that have to be played to get some fill-in spots there.
Is Vanderbilt in the rankings?
No, but they had some news yesterday that really pissed Mac off.
Yeah, it really did. They're getting a big quarterback, aren't they, Dad? I told you, they own in Tennessee.
Well, they'd say he had been committed to Georgia since, like, August.
Yeah.
And then in the transfer portal opened up, and it's like, I'm going to Vanderbilt.
I'm going to Vandy. I'll tell you what, Vanderbilt's the only 10 I see.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
But what I like about that, I know you hate that, but
oh yeah, it sucks.
But what sucks for you is actually good for everybody else in college football. You know, you're giving other opportunities with the NIL for some other teams to raise their level, to raise their brand, to have an opportunity now. And I think that is good. As long as the superpowers still stay, because at the end of the day, we still want Alabama, we still want to see Notre Dame, all that kind of stuff, right? You still want to see those big powers. But I like the fact that, you know, Texas Tech is now able to be in the mix, or BYU's able to be in the mix, and the guy from Crumble Cookies matched the contract for the coach at BYU to stay instead of going to Penn State, which Penn State, by the way, up yours, F you, screw off. I hate you and I hate everything about Penn State, and I love the fact that they're struggling right now to find a coach. They can't get anybody to take that job, and the portal opens today. That's what happens, man. You fired a good football coach and every other coach in the country went, up yours, I'm not going to that university. That guy won two playoff games last year and you fired him mm-hmm. mid-season. Why would any good coach want to go to Penn State?
Speaking of crumble cookie, brownie batter cookie, ooh, holiday tree cake, snickerdoodle sandwich cookie, sea salt toffee skillet cookie.
That sounds pretty good.
And then raspberry cheesecake cookie and sticky toffee pudding. You can look at them. I got the crumble out.
I was going to say, I need more of the Christmas tree one that you were talking about.
It looks
about.
Like it's a bit much, but that just got me on a sidebar of crumble
holiday
cookie.
Tree cake. Okay, I was expecting a green cookie that looked like a tree or something like that.
I feel like crumble cookie is like one bite's all you need.
I tell you, during COVID, I had more than one bite of these.
Exactly.
I
mean,
those things showed up at the door like every day. Why are
so
we broke?
Good.
I don't know. $87 a day to crumble cookie.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to see
here
Legend
we are.
Bob go to COVID, you'll see Legend Bob.
Yeah. Ooh, crumble.
Missouri State and Montana State both have better recruiting classes right now than Penn State.
Than Penn State. They're 129th in the nation in recruiting.
138th
right now.
As of right now.
Oh, they've dropped.
They dropped.
Oh, they've dropped like 11 spots or whatever. Yeah, it's good for them. That's what you get, man. You deserve everything you're getting at Penn State right now. Every coach is telling you up yours, because the coaches are a fraternity at the end of the day. They want to beat each other, but they're also not going to go to programs that screw coaches either. I mean, Penn State is not a marquee program at this point in time, and they fired a really good head football coach because he lost a couple of games coming off a really good season, and they just thought they could go out there. They fired him early. They're going to be able to get the guy they want, and literally every coach is turning them down and saying, no, the guy who gets that job when they have the press conference and they say we got the guy we wanted, lies. All lies.
E-lies. You know what really pisses you off is I bet Mac plays Get Bent in a minute and 20 seconds.
We have all, including myself, and still do, think he is probably the best that's ever done it to this point in his career. It has been a remarkable watch what he's been capable of doing and what he has done for this franchise. But we can't act like that he hasn't been part of the issues that have happened with the Chiefs. He's thrown more interceptions late in games and done things that have just – and we talk about it. We're like, it's just – that's just not normal for Patrick Patrick Mahomes. Now, he doesn't have a run game. There's a lot of things. The offensive line hasn't been as good. There's a lot of reasons. It's not excuses. There are reasons. But I think when you looked at Patrick Mahomes, everybody just thought, we just throw whatever we want, and this guy's always going to get us to the Super Bowl. And that's been the expectation. And the problem for me is it's not that we made the playoffs. You're talking about if they don't make the playoffs. You still have a little less than a third of the season left over. If we don't make the playoffs, that means we are in a spiral, which would be shocking to me. But if they did miss the playoffs, it would make me look at Patrick Mahomes differently, because I just wouldn't expect a player in the prime with the – listen – we got Rice, we got Worthy, we got Kelce. Like, we have a plethora of players that when they first came out, everybody's like, oh, this is going to be a Kansas City offense of old. They haven't really been that.
Get bent.
Kiss my ass.
I mean, a lot of it is hard truth, you know, to some of the stuff that he did say there. Now, I will say they're not in a spiral if they miss the playoffs. It's one, you know, down year. That's not a spiral. But if you're going to have the conversation of greatest of all time, you do have to pause it if they miss the playoffs. I mean, Tom Brady never did miss the playoffs, except his second year as the starter coming off that first Super Bowl. But once they established themselves as who they were as the New England Patriots, as that dynasty, they never missed the playoffs, save when Bernard Pollard blew out Tom Brady's knee and Matt Cassel had a start, and the rest is history, as they like to say. So I think you do pause the GOAT conversation a little bit if they miss the playoffs this year, but I don't think they're in a spiral or anything like that, like Jeff Saturday had to say. He wanted to blame Mahomes and then went and blamed everything else around exactly. Patrick Mahomes, yeah. Too. So you got to pick a side, but it goes back to how we started the show. It's the Brunson effect, right? We're counting on this guy to make every single play in every single game to win these games. And sometimes it's just not going to happen. Sometimes the league catches up to you. And I think the league is definitely caught up to the Chiefs, which means this offseason they are going to have to reinvent themselves and who they are as an offensive team.
Stephen A. Smith responded saying, you should be ashamed of yourself. I cannot believe the drive. This is coming from out of your mouth today. How shamed. You are talking about a 7-year starter, and every single year he's been to the AFC Championship game. He's won 3 Super Bowls. He's been to 5. He's a 3-time Super Bowl MVP. I'm saying the Jeff Saturday that I know would take those things into consideration and watch his damn mouth.
But Steven. Yeah, but nobody does that. And nobody cares what you did yesterday. I mean, and that's the problem with the world in which we live, right? We can say all we want about, oh, they did this, they did that. Yeah, but this year they're not doing that, right? Like, at the end of his career, we can, you know, everybody looks back and, you know, you put it into a whole capsule and say, is this a Hall of Fame worthy career? I'm not talking about Mahomes. Obviously, he's a lock for the Hall of Fame. He could be in today. If it was basketball, he'd already be in. But you could look at the whole body of work when it's all said and done. But if we're looking at greatest of all time, sometimes I think we use the term great and we dumb it down a little bit too much. And Hall of Fame, we want to put a lot of guys in that are fringe and it should be reserved for the best. If you're talking greatest of all time, it's hard to say you're the greatest of all time if you don't make it to the postseason almost every single season, like Tom Brady did, save his second year as a starting quarterback in this league.
Yeah, Mahomes leads the league in pass attempts at 441.
That's so not a good stat, though.
No, but I mean, he still has good stats for his numbers. I mean, he's averaging 269.8 yards per game, so nice. Damn near 270. He has a QB rate average of 96.5. His career average is 101. His career average for passing yards, which is indicates he's got an all-time record as of right now through 9 years, at 287 yards per game. He's got a 48.9 success rate. He's thrown for 22 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, and 3,200 yards. He's probably going to throw for what? We think he's going to throw for 4,500? Yeah, 45.
How many more games? We got five more games.
Yeah. You got 2 duds on your schedule. You could probably put up 6 touchdowns in that game. So that's maybe 28 we're talking about there. Find another 6. That's, you know, 42, 44 touchdowns, and then we're going to say maybe 3 more interceptions. So he goes 42 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, throws for 4,500 yards. 32 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 4,200 yards.
Damn good season.
Not a Mahomes season, though.
Not a Mahomes season.
That's the standard that, unfortunately, he has created.
Yep.
Which I think
really?
Is what,
that's not a Mahomes year? 4,500 yards over 30 touchdowns, a 3-to-1 touchdown interception ratio?
Quite honestly, I don't give a F about his stats because care about wins and losses and whatnot. And to me, I'm sorry to keep saying this. I can't get past the interceptions. Those plays.
Let's talk about it.
That Jacksonville interception, that Denver interception, to me, I just can't get past those because those are tangible things for me that I can point to and say legitimately cost this team two victories.
So you bring up the Jacksonville interception. He got that team back up in the game. They went down and scored. They scored 31 points that night.
Mm-hmm.
They were up four with a minute 45 left. The defense allowed Jacksonville to go down and score with 23 seconds
remaining.
They were
also up 14 and didn't really put their foot on the throttle in that game.
I wouldn't put that on. That's head coaching.
Well, I don't disagree with that either.
Week nine of the Bills, they are up seven with 4 minutes left. They did not get the ball back until there were 20 seconds left in the game. Week 11, it's a tie game with 3 minutes left. They didn't get the ball back. Field goal as time expired. Week 13, they're down three with 3.5 minutes left. They didn't get the ball back.
But when they had the ball and they were able to end the game in Denver, they went three and out. They didn't end the game. When they had an opportunity to get points, and in that Denver game, a field goal mattered because it was a field goal game back and forth. You're in the red zone and you throw a stupid pass. And that's a stupid pass that Patrick Mahomes threw. I give him a little break on the Devin Lloyd one. I still think that was an unbelievable play by Devin Lloyd, but you never should have been in that situation either, where you're trying to make a play like that late in the game to try to get back into a game that you're up 14-0 against a middling team at that point in time, a team that didn't know how to win. You're a team that didn't know how to win. You need to put your foot on the throttle and win that game. And so I look at those turnovers and I just, those are things to me that just jump out on the page that I can know tangible evidence that if he doesn't make those two plays, this team has two more wins.
I guess I should say, I should go back. It is a typical Mahomes year.
That's what I was going to say.
42-30. I mean, you look at his year last year, 39-26, 41-27 the year before that. Obviously, there's the anomaly years of 50-50.
Yeah.
Or 5,050. Then, you know, 4 years ago, he threw for 52-50-41. That's probably the best we've seen Mahomes, which is that 20-22 offense.
Now, to my point, though, we should not be in this situation where two interceptions by Patrick Mahomes have drastically changed this entire season. And the reason we're in this spot, and he's going to have a Mahomes type of year, and you mentioned at first the attempts, I go, that's not a good stat. That shows you right there how unbalanced this team is.
He's having to do everything.
He's having to do everything. Just like Jalen Brunson had to try to do everything last night and couldn't. They shut him down. The Knicks lose. Like, as good as Patrick Mahomes is, this team still has to find a balance to what they're doing from an offensive standpoint, because those numbers are great, but it's not leading to wins. It's not leading to the success rate of this team. To your point, the defense obviously could have got a stop, but there have been how many games this year where the offense could have run the clock out at the end and finished off the game, and they weren't able to do that. That Denver game, I mean, that's a microcosm of everything that's gone wrong too this year.
I think we go back on this season, I think the biggest concern of the season was probably the defense, in my personal opinion. Because they can't get off the field on third and long.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get any pressure, which is causing the riff effect of everybody else. Because, I mean, imagine trying to cover CeeDee Lamb for 4 seconds. I don't care who you are, Sertan,
Stingley, anybody.
They're not covering anybody for 4 seconds.
No.
I know it's not McDuffie's best year, but that's why it's an all-team sport.
Like, that's
right. It starts with your D-line. It starts with your O-line. And the O-line hasn't been super great. It has been injured. It is completely dissipated at this point. But your D-line has no pressure, so your defense can't get off the field. They know what you're doing on defense. The Spags thing is now been caught up to, and they haven't adjusted that way. So I think there's more emphasis on the defense this year that has affected the offense. And I know that sounds maybe like I'm punting on, you know, blaming everybody in the offense, which I'm not. I think the play calling offense has been atrocious at times. I think that the play calling on the defense has been atrocious at times, but it is, you know, you go back to the all 22, man, like it's an everybody thing. And that's why you look at the most complete teams like the Rams, the Eagles, the Bears, even the Bears defense is great.
Great.
Their offensive line is good. Mm-hmm. They do things right. And I think that's what it goes back to is that they just can't get off the field. And, you know, you're seeing the way the league will average itself out, right? Like, the Chiefs aren't going to go to the AFC Championship game every single year. It's nice to believe that, right? Like, it's awesome. But, like, you know, unfortunately, we're not going to be the number one show in Kansas City every single, you know, every single quarter of the radio. It's like sometimes Christmas music is going to take over. It is the way it goes. It's seasonal, right? It's going to average itself out. And when you look at the regular season in the NFL, you're seeing Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Oh, gosh, the first time in his career, he may not go to the AFC Championship game. That's going to affect his legacy. That is an atrocious take on Jeff Saturday's part, because you're not implicating what's the main cause, and that is the defense is struggling this year to a degree that we have not seen under the Spags era since he's been here.
And I don't know if it was Danen yesterday that mentioned it, that, like, he has to have bad play calls, if you will, on defense, because your front four is useless.
That's fair.
To zero. Yeah, it is
a net zero right now. Sorry, Chris.
It'd be a net negative without Chris, though, Bob. We'd be the 32nd ranked defensive line. It wouldn't even be close.
And the way I'd explain it to Mac is that it's like seeing your power hitter go, you know, 280, 27 home runs, but it's like he has no support around him in the lineup, so it's just like walk him. And then he hits the home run, and it's like, well, it's 7-1 in the seventh inning. It doesn't matter. It's like there's the sack in the fourth quarter when the game's out of reach, but it's like one man can be taken out of everything, and that's the way it is. Like, you look at San Fran, like at least like when Bonds was in the lineup, at least they had Rich Aurelia, they had Jeff Kent, they had Ray Durham, they had all these guys around him that it was like, we're going to walk Bonds, but we could also still get beat by these other guys as well. So we have to be concerned where it's like the defensive line is like, we're going to cover Chris Jones with two guys. We know Karlaftis, Mike Dana, Aminahue, Gelati, who's a rookie, no offense to him, but we know that those guys aren't going to get to the quarterback, so we'll just intentionally walk Chris Jones and know that the rest of the lineup's not going to get to
us. Yeah, they need a, like, if you were to ask me right now, they need a whole revamping of their defensive line. Agreed. And I wouldn't bring Chris Jones back, that's just me, but they will because of the contract and all that kind of stuff. I understand all that, but I don't know that I'd invite Gelati and Lott because they're rookies, but anybody else, I'm not inviting you back next year. You're not part of this thing anymore because you didn't do anything this year. You showed up to the party late. You didn't even bring a bag of ice and you drank everybody's booze. Like, you didn't do anything to help this thing move forward. And so I think this offseason, I think there needs to be a lot of moving and shaking. Now, that also comes from ownership too, allowing Brett Veach to go out there and giving him the resources necessary to rebuild that offensive line, right? And I know people always say, oh, there's a salary cap, but what the resources are those signing bonuses, right? The guaranteed money, the upfront money. And if, you know, you've got, let's just say, Micah Parsons, you know, agreeing to a contract with Kansas City and Micah Parsons agreeing to a contract with the Jets, and the Jets are offering more of that guaranteed upfront money, signing bonus money, well, he's going to go there. And that's where Clark kind of comes into play on all of this. He has to be willing to give the guys in the front office the resources to go out there and spend that money in the offseason if there is a legitimate defensive line, defensive end free agent that they want. That comes from ownership. That's not on Andy. That's not on Brett Veach. That's not on anybody in that organization. If they want to go out this offseason and improve this team, well, that's where ownership needs to step up as well and say, okay, guys, we had a down year. Go out there and do what you need to do. Here's the blessing of ownership to go out there and do that, which also, and I know nobody wants to hear about this, comes back to the stadium. The more money you generate at your stadium is more money that goes into your coffers that you keep. Anything that you generate at your stadium and on your complex is your dough. That's where you get your money from. And that's why, again, Arrowhead being outdated. When you look at these other stadiums, you just sent me the Oakland A's one in Vegas, which, unbelievable. It's got a raising roof.
Sick.
It's sick, right? But it's all the development around it. It's the hotels. It's the restaurants. It's the 365.
Developers.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is. And the Chiefs are behind the eight ball with all of that. So if they go out this offseason and get outbid on free agents that they want, the answer is they need to generate more revenue here so Clark can give them that check to go out there and give higher signing bonuses to these players out there.
Anybody coaching for their life on Sunday? When it comes to defense or special teams?
I don't think coaching for the, I think if this thing goes south, we'll see retirements. I don't think we'll see a firing, if you will. I think maybe Spags will say, all right, I'm out. Or, you know, maybe Dave Tobe says, I'm out. But special teams this year, I mean, we've talked about that. That is brutal.
Not great.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. That means it's a Fesco and Dusty poll question on The Fan 965 on X. How much confidence do you have this week against the Texans? That is the question on X. We get to Jay Binkley on the other side because it's Jay Binkley. He likes football, booze, and boobs. Here on 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports.
That guy's an idiot, man.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Tobacco, football, and boobs. He knows Bobby Bowden.
He knows Pete Carroll. He likes a 3-4 defense. He's Jay Bigley.
Damn right. Damn right.
What a great song.
I mean, if you're not banging that in the garage, I know that I'm hard. You better believe it.
I mean, it is the greatest song, maybe, of all time. Jay Binkley, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't know if you heard the other day, Jay, my dad gave a toast to my mom for her 75th birthday and said she was a good cook and organizer. How do you feel about that?
Great stuff. Great stuff. It's awesome your dad was doing that. But no, I was for you guys last Wednesday.
Yeah.
So it was like a full 4 hours, not just one college football segment. Yeah. 4 hours of college football.
I bet it was.
You love that schedule, that early rise and then out early?
Oh, yeah, dude, I do. I mean, you guys like have the perfect spot.
Thank you.
I'm not mad about it. Hey, yeah.
It's early. It's early, but man,
there's no fools on the road. You get here quickly. It's all, you know. Speaking of fools on the road, Lane Kiffin, what do you think about that whole thing?
You know, it sucks, man. The whole thing sucks for the players, and now the players are out there speaking and say, he didn't say that to us. He didn't say that to us. So it's a bad look. It's a bad look when the players are saying that. The problem is there is a problem with college football. I'll give you that because, you know, signing day starts today and runs the next couple of days, and the portal opens up for 14 days in January. So it's one of those deals where these coaches, they need to move on. And we've seen other coaches doing it, like John Summerall of Tulane, that could be in the playoffs. He's the head coach of Florida now, but they're allowing him to go coach. And I get it's a different deal with LSU and Ole Miss, and I don't blame Ole Miss at all. But college football does have a problem because in the NFL, you interview your coaches during a certain time, and it's definitely not during the season. But Lane Kiffin leaving Ole Miss high and dry, and this whole deal with Charlie Weiss Jr. coming back to coach the offense – can you imagine if those players leave and welcome him back? I mean, Lane Kiffin gave an ultimatum for guys to get on the plane. Charlie Weiss Jr. is one of those guys to get on the plane and go to LSU with them. Now he's letting him come back to Ole Miss, but there's a caveat. As soon as their season's done, he's going right back to LSU. So he's on loan from LSU to Ole Miss. I wouldn't have even let him come back after this whole Lane Kiffin debacle. But what a disaster. Now, it does put players in a weird situation, coaches in a weird situation. I get that. But the way Lane Kiffin left is crap.
Well, it is. But that's college sports, Jay. I mean, you know, we don't need to start the portal, you know, now. It would be like starting free agency in the wild card round of the NFL playoffs. Like, it's ridiculous. And I'm over we've got semesters and school. That doesn't matter anymore. School is irrelevant to college sports. And so they've got to figure out a way to get this thing on the calendar where they do it the right way, where you're not disrupting teams like this.
And that's the problem, because the way they're looking at it, because college football now, they're looking at it. What it is a pro entity. And gone are the days of, like, going to school, registering for class. You know, it's just a different deal. We just have to accept the fact that this is a different deal. It's a business now. That's why these teams all have general managers. They used to not have that. Now they have GMs just like the NFL. I think we just have to accept the fact that college football will never be the same again like it used to be, that it is a business now. And now you got all these weird rules. Because you do have school, and now because you do have the transfer portal. Bo Prabula from Penn State last year, the transfer to Missouri, he was not able to play in the playoffs for them because of the transfer portal. And when it was, and if he was ever going to leave, he had to do it. And their quarterback, Drew Aller, was coming back to Penn State, so he had to make a business decision. James Franklin, the coach of Penn State at the time, said, that's fine. Well, they changed the rules this year. So now you can play in the college football playoffs, then you get a 5-day window beyond that to transfer. It's a mess. I don't think they ever intended for this to be a mess, but when you're dealing with kids in classes and schools all across the country, this became a lot bigger mess than they were prepared for. And right now they look bad. They have egg on their face because they weren't prepared for this.
Yeah, you talk about GMs in football. Just announced from Adam Schefter, the deal's announced Tuesday, but Eagles executive and former Jags GM Dave Caldwell leaves for the GM job at Florida, so they're starting to rebuild their program as well. Let's talk Sunday, man. Sunday night football. This is it, right? Win or nothing, right?
Yeah, it's got to be. I feel like we've been saying this on repeat for the last couple of weeks. You know, I was looking at that Denver Broncos game because that was for the AFC West. You're like, all right, forget about the AFC West. It's about the playoffs now. And then you play those fraud Colts, and they ended up beating them. And then all of a sudden, when you lose the Cowboys, it's like, but that was the game, though. That was the game going into it. You said the Chiefs were going to lose one game. That's the game they're going to have to beat. Now, it was tough to stomach because it was the first, you know, game out of the chute, so to speak, for this must-win scenario for the Chiefs. But if they were going to lose one, that was it. However, with the caveat, now they've got to win them all. Mm-hmm. Like, now they've got to win them all. So, yeah, your back's against the corner. I feel like I keep saying this. Hey, they're going to have a chance if they win all their games, but just the reality of the situation, it's just not happening. I mean, every time you think, you know, the back's against the wall, they have to have a must win. Yeah, it's a great scenario. I'm a positive guy. Yes, it's true. If they went out and the way that other teams are starting to come back to the pack, you know, like the Colts coming back to the pack. But, yeah, for the scenario, this is it, man.
Yeah.
The drafting 13th right now, I've started to get more and more drafts sent to me, mock drafts on Twitter the last couple of weeks.
Mm.
It'll be full on draft season if they lose the Houston.
Okay, let me ask you this, though, Jade. What's your confidence level that they're going to beat Houston?
Oh, I mean, it's midpoint. It's 51% probably. I mean, I don't know about the line situation. I mean, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a team that sacked, you know, Josh Allen 8 times 2 weeks ago. They have the number one defense in the NFL. Yeah, that offense isn't very good, but, you know, not very good offenses are able to move the ball on the Chiefs right now. So without that offensive line, it's going to be a different-looking Chiefs. It's going to be quick hitters. It's going to kind of be that same defense. They've played good defensive lines this year, and it's all been about that quick hitters and getting rid of the ball quickly and stuff like that to try to combat and not really become who they are, but go back to what combats that defensive line. So, yeah, I'm concerned about it. I'd say 51% because they're at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I am with you, about the same, Jay. I'm at 51%. There's just not enough evidence that they've given us this year to say, oh, yeah, we can guarantee they're going to go in there and beat Houston and beat this Texans team.
In theory.
But also, too, I mean, if you don't have a run game against Houston, you're probably not going to have much of an offense against Houston.
No, they aren't, and that's the concern. It's, you know, and we talk about stats in the NFL and all this all the time, but they're averaging 118.3. This is the funny part, Bob. It's where stats lie. Eli's, right, so to speak. But they're number one in the NFL as a team in rushing. They go for 118 yards a game. That's the highest in the Mahomes era. Like, you go back and look at his previous 7 years, like last year was just 105 yards a game. A couple years ago, a Super Bowl year, it was only 95 yards a game. So they've never really been able to run the ball well with Mahomes. That's it's 118.3. That's the high water mark for Mahomes. You look at this and say, man, they're 15th in the league in rushing. They're top half in the league in rushing. It just doesn't look like it because of this running back by committee that they're doing. And yes, Mahomes' rushing yards do help. And of course, he ran the ball a lot more at the beginning of the year. Then he had a game where he had 2 yards rushing, then 5, and then it's been around that 30 mark at this point, and he's on pace to have the most rushing yards he's ever had. But it is funny when you look at it and think, okay, this is not a top half of the league rushing team, even though they are. And the 118 yards would put this running game the highest Mahomes has ever seen in his era, which is crazy to think about how they're doing it, which the stats lie in this case.
Binkley, last one for you. We got a dynamite game on Thursday Night Football, offensive firepower with Detroit and Cowboys. What beer should I drink Thursday night to watch that game?
Well, Dusty, it's the time of year you have to go with like a winter beer, like a Sam Adams Winter Lager, okay. Mother's Winter Grind, Nutcracker Ale by Boulevard. I would suggest something else.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know, it's like high consumption beer, you know, like a Coors Light, slamming those during the game. But it is Christmas time, man. All right. So you might as well go with the winter lagers.
I'll get a Nutcracker Ale if they have it at the Hy-Vee, and I will have those on Thursday night for Goff versus Dak. That game's going to be the over, and I love it. I can't wait. Binkley, enjoy Sunday night and the must-win game that it is.
Yeah, I'm sitting here in Missouri. We sit there and live bet during the games now.
This is dangerous.
This is epic.
Very, very dangerous. Yeah, very dangerous.
Big weekend. College football playoffs are
huge.
Yeah, and then the Chiefs, so let's go.
All right, Bink, we love you, man. Take care.
See you guys.
That is Jay Binkley. Coming up on the other side, we've all watched the World Series of Poker. I'll tell you why it means this for the Chiefs on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.